We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
602 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us on the phone lines here tonight. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get into tonight. We're going to put together an Eagles all-decade team as the NFL put theirs out today. And we'll chat with Bo Wolf later on. The NFL draft is a couple weeks away. Full steam ahead is the NFL. And a bunch of fun things to touch on over the course of this season. But I'm going to start here with the Eagles as we look forward to really the biggest – I said this last week, and I'll say it right now. The NFL draft, in terms of national interest, is going to be as big as we've ever seen because it's the only thing we have right now. And the NFL draft, in terms of our interest, is going to be gigantic. Well, because we all know the need the Eagles have at number 21, the need we've been talking about all offseason, is wide receiver. And I think there is an expectation out there, a significant expectation, that the Philadelphia Eagles select a wide receiver in the first round. Maybe it's a trade up, as the guy's talking about this afternoon. Maybe it is staying put at 21. Perhaps it's a trade back. But there's an expectation out there that the Philadelphia Eagles select a wide receiver with their first pick. They've ignored the position all offseason. They obviously have a need there. They have, I think, on paper, the worst or one of the worst receiving groups in the NFL right now. Now, I'm not including tight ends because they're excellent there. I'm not including backs like Sanders out of the backfield, just strictly wide receivers. It's not good. We know this. But I'm here to tell you tonight, the Philadelphia Eagles do not have to take a receiver in the first round. I'm out on that idea. And people have said it to me because I have mentioned other players. I have mentioned the idea of trading the first round pick for Yannick Ngakoue, which in essence would be taking a defensive end. I mean, you call it what you want, but in essence, it would be taking a defensive end. I have started to think more and more about the idea of the Eagles taking a linebacker in the first round. Yes, a linebacker. Patrick Queen at LSU. There are safeties on the board. There are corners on the board. The Eagles could totally remake their entire, their starting cornerback group in this offseason. Darius Slay on one side, and there are two or three guys who will probably go in the first round. That could be their pick at 21. There are pass rushers available. And like last year, when we didn't even think about the idea of a guy like, let's say, Andre Dillard sliding down the draft board because he was projected mostly to be a top 15-ish, top 10-ish pick at left tackle, the same kind of thing could happen this year where everyone is going crazy over these wide receivers. They get taken higher than anyone expects, and the Eagles are the beneficiary of a good player at a position we're not even talking about, a player we're not even talking about right now sliding down the draft board. So I don't believe the Eagles have to take a wide receiver at 21. I think wide receiver 21 is the logical pick, and if the guy they like is there, sure. But I don't think it's smart for any team to go into a draft and say, you know what we have to do? We have to get this position in this round or else. Because then ultimately you could be reaching. Ultimately you could be taking a guy you don't even love because it's kind of the next receiver up on the board. Even though maybe you think he's the 30th best player, you don't want to wait till the second round. It's just a bad spot to be in. It's why I thought they should have signed some sort of veteran or traded for some sort of veteran just so they wouldn't have to feel this way. And I hope the Eagles don't feel the way I feel a lot of people feel, which is, oh, yeah, they have to. They have no choice, but they have to take a wide receiver in the first round. I don't believe that. And I hope the Eagles don't either. 215-592-9494. Look, the Eagles need a wide receiver. That's clear. But this draft is so good, and later on I'm going to give you my top 10 because I rank my top 10 receivers. I'm all ready. I have my big board. I am ready for this thing in a couple weeks. But the receiver group is so deep, And I know that the Eagles have done this in past years where they kind of wait on a position of strength, whether it be defensive end last year, defensive line last year, or running back in 2017, and then they're out of luck when the draft kind of plays itself out. I know that has happened to them. But they've also made errors in judgment the last couple years in how long they could wait for an impact player at that position. There are so many good receivers in this class. I just ranked 10. I mean, you could probably go 10 more, you know, and you believe the player could be a good player in the NFL. That I believe if they like a player at 21, or they don't love the receiver that is kind of in that range of 21, they don't have to take a wide receiver. They don't. At 53, the Eagles could get a good player. At 53, there are going to be receivers there for the Philadelphia Eagles to select. And the odds of a guy in the first round or second round becoming an instant star in year one are probably about the same. We're not talking about a top five pick here. They don't own a top five pick. You know, I don't know what the percentage chances are that a wide receiver they take at 21, let's just say Justin Jefferson for sake of argument. I don't know what the percentage chances of Justin Jefferson having a gigantic impact in the 2020 season for a lot of different reasons. Number one, he is not a special, you know, a special prospect. He's a good prospect. And number two, there will be no offseason here. I mean, let's all be honest about what is going on right now. There won't be a typical offseason. You know, if NFL teams can open their doors for practice in late July, early August, I will consider that a win. I will consider that something that man, we came out of this thing and the NFL season is going to be here. But I don't know if that's going to happen, and neither do these teams. So the idea of any rookie wide receiver playing a big impact is not great. So the gap between the talent you can get at 21 versus the talent you get at 53, I don't think it's that significant. And I also don't believe either guy, a first-round pick or a second-round pick, is going to have such a big impact that it's like, how could you not take one here because he'll be really good and 53 won't be any good. I don't think the gap's that big. We're not talking about the number two overall pick versus the number 100 pick. That's not the discussion. It's not Chase Young versus some end you get in the third round. No. It's Justin Jefferson or Jalen Reagor or whoever versus, you know, whoever's there is at 53. Who's over there at 53? Chenault or Ayuk, whoever. I mean, there's a lot of these good receivers that will be throughout the draft. I don't believe the Eagles should force this thing and take a wide receiver at 21. I don't think they should. Here's the way I will not frame it. I will not frame it as wide receiver or bust in the first round because I think that is a silly way to do it. I think there are too many good players that could fall to them if receivers are going higher. And I just believe you could get a good player at 53. And I'll go to this as well. Look, I find it hard to believe the Eagles would take an offensive player and it not be a wide receiver. It just doesn't seem like it makes any sense. They're not going to take a running back. They're not going to take a quarterback. They're not going to take a tight end. I don't think they would take an offensive lineman because there'd be no spot for the guy to play really anytime soon unless something significant changes, like a Jason Kelce retiring. There's no, that natural you take over for him doesn't exist the way it existed last year with Andre Dillard. So if they're not going to take a receiver, I don't think it would be an offensive pick. It more likely would be a defensive pick, a defensive end, a linebacker like Patrick Queen at LSU, who McShay mocked them last week, a cornerback, another safety. Like, more likely is if they don't take a receiver, they're going to go defense. And you know why I don't have a problem with that and I would like it? Because it would complete the task of this offseason, which is rebuilding and revamping this defense, bringing in young blood on this defense, which they haven't had in a long time, young guys that can actually play. Now they have a Vernon Hargrave. You know, they have a guy in the defensive line that can play at defensive tackle, Javon Hargrave. They call him Vernon. I saw Tucker's face. Like, he was a corner?
He was a cornerback drafted by the Buccaneers out of the University of Florida.
That's right, and he wasn't very good.
No. Would you take him right now as your QB, as your second cornerback?
Is he in the league still?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Javon Hargrave I will take. He's the defensive tackle. But my point is, let's say the Eagles don't get a receiver in the first round, 21, and they get a defensive lineman. Boom, another defensive end. Or Patrick Queen at linebacker. Or a corner. You can rebuild this defense. You can add, you know, one, two, three, four new starters and a new mix. That's what this offseason became about. It became about rebuilding the defense, and it would make sense. I think the most likely thing is the Eagles are taking a receiver, but I'm not putting it at wide receiver or bust. I don't think the Eagles have to take a wide receiver in the first round, Tucker. I don't think they have to.
I think they do if they want to win the Super Bowl this year.
The Super Bowl? With a rookie receiver? Uh-huh. You can't even say it without laughing. Win the Super Bowl.
Joe, moving forward, looking at the Eagles 2020 and beyond, the defense is set up for success long-term, I think, more than the offense. If you look at the offense moving forward, you have Carson Wentz, who's under the age of 30.
Right.
You have Miles Sanders, who's under the age of 30. You have Dallas Goedert, who's under the age of 30, and that's about it. Like, those are the only three guys that you can count on moving forward under the age of 30, and I think in an offensive league, in a league that's dominated by great quarterback play, to sit there and decide that you don't need to surround your quarterback with great talent is silly. I understand they needed to bolster the defense. The defense really has had a lot of their talent robbed, either by age, by people getting older, or by just cutting them out, right? Like Malcolm Jenkins a few weeks ago. But the fact is that the defense has probably outperformed the offense for the last 3 years when you consider who they had on the field compared to the resources put on the offensive side of the ball. And I think moving forward, the Eagles need someone to catch the ball from Carson Wentz. I know we sit here and we talk about, you know, maybe they don't need a number one overall wide receiver. Maybe they don't need a guy making $15 million a year just to catch the ball 5 to 6 times a game. But for the most part, that's the biggest hole in this team right now. Like, you're talking about going and getting a linebacker. This isn't 1985. Like, this is a game now based around passing the ball and stopping the pass. And right now the Eagles have added to their pass defense by adding a cornerback, by adding a defensive tackle who, by all accounts, should be a good pass rusher. And on the offensive side of the ball, they haven't done anything. Right now you're going into a season with a 34-year-old wide receiver who played one game last year, another wide receiver over the age of 30 who may not even be ready week one and probably won't play until maybe the middle of the season, depending on how his injury plays out, and then you have a second-year, second-round pick who couldn't make an impact on the field. I think if you were to look at this roster as a whole and say, where do they need the most help, it's wide receiver.
Well, that's not wrong, but that doesn't mean you forced the pick at 21 just to do it. There are other good players there. They needed a pass rusher last year in the first round, I thought, and they didn't get one. They got a backup left tackle that we hope could play this year. I mean, the Eagles, the one silver lining here, they've shown that they don't always take the need when we think they should take the need. Wide receivers, the need. But there are a lot of good receivers in this class. Enough that I don't think they have to take one in the first round. It's not wide receiver or bust. Not for me. 215-592-9494. Do the Philadelphia Eagles need to take a wide receiver in the first round? I say no. If there are players there that are, you know, I'm looking at these rankings, and if there are guys that are in the top 5 or top 10 or top 15 that slip down the board because receivers jump up, I'm not forcing it with the fifth best receiver at 21 when the gap between him and whoever the best receiver on the board of 53 might not be much. It's one thing if, like, Jerry Judy's just sitting there. Then they're going to take a wide receiver. But if the top three guys go, I mean, this is what it comes down to, Howie, understanding what he's doing, is the gap between whoever that guy is at 21, whoever the best receiver available at 21 is, and the 12th best receiver or the 8th or whatever the math will be, at 53, is the gap that big? Because if it's not that big, take a really good linebacker. Take a really good pass rusher. Take a really good corner and build this team the right way. 215-592-9494. Mike is in King of Prussia, and Mike is on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
First of all, let's just start off with the last time the Eagles had a position they desperately needed and they went in another direction and how that worked out. Earl Thomas was on the board. The Eagles trade up and they take an undersized, fat loser defensive end who's only had, if we're objectionably honest, an okay to good career in Brandon Graham. And the entire Philadelphia area freaked out. Now, if we do this again and just don't draft the need that everybody here knows we need, then everybody is going to freak out again. At this point, you've dug yourself such a hole by not addressing anything with the receivers in the offseason and free agency, or even if you had just gotten a Breshad Perriman or something, you could have maybe held off to the second round. Now you have to take a receiver regardless who's there, or everybody's going to lose their mind, and you're going to waste another year of Carson Wentz with suboptimal talent, because guess what? J.J. Arcega-Whiteside isn't getting it done, and you can't put another practice squad player who got the eye of the tiger this season out there as a starter. It's not working. You have to get a receiver in the first round, and even if it's not the top three, the next four or five seem like pretty adequate. They're going to be big upgrades over what you have now. So you just have to do it, because if they pass this up and they're like, oh, KJ Hamler in the second round, who's like 5'4", and they do that to us, everybody's going to lose it. And Howie's going to look like an idiot. And he already looks like an idiot to me in my eyes. But the thing is with Howie, I almost think he's not going to do it because he's gun shy, because he knows he can't draft this position. So he's going to say, there wasn't a good enough player out there. We had to go with this. And that's why we waited for the next round. So we did the best we could. Yeah, I just think he's gun-shy with that position.
Well, Mike, he might be. And, Mike, a lot of good stuff there, and we appreciate the call. Now, I don't agree on Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham's had a very good career as an Eagle.
Would you say he's the best Eagles defensive end of the decade?
I think, well, yeah, but by far, actually. I mean, we're going to
just because he outlasted everybody,
well,
right?
He's right.
Like, in a war of attrition, Brandon Graham's left standing.
And he's been here the entire decade, which helps this. We're going to do this now. We're going to have our Eagles all-decade team. The NFL put out theirs today. All right, the point Mike was making there about backing themselves into a corner, just, you know, bad decision doesn't help a bad decision already. Like, just because you made one doesn't mean you dig the hole deeper. I understand the point. The one part I do think is interesting, what Mike said there about Howie Roseman and kind of being gun-shy, it would be easier to just wait on the receiver until the second round from this perspective. If the top three guys go, and I'm under the impression, and I believe there's not a wide gap between, let's say, number four, and you could put that as Justin Jefferson, and let's say 7, 8, or 9. Like, I don't think it's a gigantic gap. I don't look at the players and say, wow, this guy is a future Hall of Famer and this guy's bad. Like, I think they're good players. So if you wait, there's less of the decision. Like, you might just wait. And if you like them all kind of the same, it is hard to choose which one goes to 21, like the value there. If you wait and you take a different position at 21, you could sit back and say, all right, whoever falls to us at 53, we'll just take him. That's a value pick for us. My gut is telling me the Eagles will take a receiver in the first round, but I don't think they have to. I don't think just because they made a poor decision already, and I do believe it was a poor decision not to bring in something in free agency or a trade, not to have something they could roll on the field in week one. I don't believe they have to make another decision. Like, if you're drafting for need in the first round, boy, you are allowing the other teams in the NFL and a lot of luck to determine the player you get for the next 5 years. That's not a position I like my GM to be in. It's not. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. I do not believe the Philadelphia Eagles have to take a wide receiver in the first round. This isn't like, if we're at the point now at the 21st pick in the draft where it's a have to, that's a bad spot to be in. And it's not a smart spot to be in. Because if there is a... Let's just say right now, we know the top three guys are not going to be there at 21. But what if Justin Jefferson also goes? What if the top four receivers go before 21? Then we're taking the fifth best receiver at 21 just for the hell of it? Who is the fifth best receiver? Does anyone have a consensus on that? Because I see a lot of different names there. Feels like that is a bad way of going in this draft, and I don't want the Eagles to do it. There's enough good receivers. They'll get one in the first two rounds no matter what they do, what order they go in. 215-592-9494. I don't believe the Eagles have to take a receiver in the first round. They have to get receivers in this draft. And I would be floored if they didn't get one within the first two rounds. But I don't think they have to do it in the first round. If they love Patrick Queen, the linebacker at LSU, draft him. If a safety falls, they think the guy could be a 10-year starter, draft him. If they think there's a pass rusher that could fit and be a real player here, draft him. There is no such thing as they have to do this. I don't subscribe to that, not the 21st pick in the draft. 215-592-9494, #9. That is how you get in. 215-592-9494, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.